We get a service industry person on the phone, someone who is there to help you out with your problems concerning their business. And within the conversation, as they're trying to help you out, or help me out, we have five farm animal sounds that we will be playing. And the question is, will person on other end of line, the service representative, identify two of the animals?
Hello, thank you for calling room reservations for the Disneyland Resort. This is Annette. How may I help you?
Hey, Annette. This is Stuart Cedar calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Thank you. Hello.
How you
How
doing?
How may I help you? Good.
I just have a few questions. I was going to be out there on business in the very near future, and I was going to fly my family out there. And I'm actually doing business in Manhattan Beach, and I didn't know how far that was away from the park.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes. Was that your rooster?
Yes. What? How far away is Manhattan Beach?
I would say about, let's see.
Would you stop it there? I was not expecting that. Oh, was that your rooster? Like, it's so common, you know?
I have one, too.
And I just so happened to have him right here with me. Listen to him.
Oh, yeah. My God. I wish you'd have called it by its nickname.
Was that your rooster? Okay, go ahead.
On the ticket.
Like about 35 minutes.
Oh, okay, so it's not that far.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay,
no.
All right, that's cool. So exactly, and how close are the hotels that you guys are at to the park? You're on the park, correct?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're at the park. You're actually on the premises, correct?
Me, myself, right now, physically?
No, I'm saying the hotels.
No.
Themselves.
Yes, a hotel. Yeah, we're on the Disneyland Resort.
Okay. Okay. And so, literally, I just walk out the doors. If I was going to stay there, I just walk out of the doors of the hotel, and you're right there.
Which hotel are we going to visit?
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
I think your animals there are getting a little jealous because you're not bringing them to see Goofy, Pluto, and Mickey and Minnie also.
You know, it sounds... Yeah,
our
I
characters.
Know. I know. It's wild down here. It's wild down here.
Do you live on a farm?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, good for you. Nice to know.
Yeah, they can get a little rambunctious every now and then, especially when I'm outside and they see me. You know how that is.
Oh, of course. Even more so, she's on the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what size rooms are we looking at here?
Let's see here. You said you were looking at the Disneyland Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. A room with, how many of there is there? Two adults, two children?
Yeah, two kids and my wife.
Okay. Two queen beds,
uh-huh.
Non-smoking room. Every room is non-smoking.
Okay.
I just love all the sound effects.
You can hear that?
Yeah, and I think he heard me too. That's why he did it again.
Yeah.
So far, what do we have? A horse, a rooster, and what else?
It was my burro.
Oh, your burro. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, though, Stuart, sorry about that. If it's not two queen beds, it would be two queen beds and a day bed.
Okay.
Okay. And say if you wanted to know approximate room size.
Yeah, I mean it's comfortable enough to fit all of us in there, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, It would be, let's see here, 350
yeah.
to 400 square feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's plenty big. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you very close to the animals?
Within 5 feet, I guess.
Yes, Yeah, it sounds like
pretty loud.
You're right next to them, yeah.
Yeah, I can go up and walk up, and anytime I just kind of motion towards one of them, then they'll kind of, like, I'll motion, to the donkey, and he's, they do it on command if I'm holding, like, sugar or something like that, or a hamburger or pizza, you know, they know all that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I love my animals.
Yeah, you say, so do I. I don't have no kids, but I got a cat and dog at home.
Oh.
I say that's the best way to go. Have a mini pet. Stay away from children.
Yeah, that's the way to do
face.
It. Yeah.
So
well,
are you like...
Oh. Get out from there, Elvis. Get out. Elvis. On the damn donkey.
What happened? The rooster tried to get on the donkey?
No, the monkey, the damn monkey, tried to get on the donkey again. We have kids' parades here where we put the donkey on, or the monkey on the donkey, and he'll run around, and he thinks all the it's a parade here all the time, and he can do whatever he wants. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
And what town or city do you live in?
I'm right outside of Detroit, in Hunksboro.
Okay.
Hunksboro.
Yeah, and what other animals do you have?
Well, rooster, donkey, monkey, horses, cows, pigs, dogs, cats, you name it.
Wow, how nice.
Yeah.
And are you like a stay-home like farmer or rancher?
Yeah, I inherited the farm from my parents, and I quit my job here not too long ago and just decided to take care of the farm, so.
Oh, good for you.
Yep.
Keeps you busy, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm the number one farmer in Hunksboro, so.
Oh, wow, so everybody knows you, huh?
Oh, everybody knows me. Old Stu Cedar, everybody knows me. Well, okay, I tell you what, that's all I needed was room information and pricing and all that, so I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too, Stuart. Take care. Are you sure I answered, though, all your questions you had?
You did a great job.
Okay, even more so, just to let you know, though, that here to the Disneyland Resort, we're right off of the 5 freeway, Interstate 5.
Okay.
From Interstate 5, you're on it, and automatically it'll ask if you want to merge into the 91.
Uh-huh.
Once you do, that'll take you to, like, Manhattan Beach.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
You do the same. You take care of yourself. Thank you for calling.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
Wow.
Well, the answer
certainly found a willing culprit there.
God. She was awesome. She started whipping your ass.